Jackson with a kickoff. Second half underway. Vaughn to his left. 5 yards deep. Stays right there. Thought about it. And he went to a knee. It'll be a touchback. Colts will have it first and 10 at their own 20. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and pick up $10 worth of McDonald's Arch cards and enjoy a free medium McCafe for yourself. Lions trying to snap a three-game losing streak. They begin the second half of this one with a nine-point lead.
Sue and Fairley continue in the interior of that defense. Vanderbosch, the right defensive end, and over here at the left side, Cliff Averill. So that front four that starts gets to start in the second half.
Colts go three receivers to the right. Now in motion to the left goes Reggie Wayne. Luck turns, gives. It is Ballard, the running back, out to the 23-yard line. Picks up three. Tackled by Kyle Vanderbosch there. It'll be second and seven.
That's a good close down from the backside there. You know, that back cuts it back. And your backside defensive end on that play has to stay home and watch for that cutback. Vanderbosch played that nicely.
Second and seven. Luck will operate from right behind his center, Sotelli. Single back is Ballard. Luck takes the snap, gives to Ballard. Cutback lane left is there. Gets hit at the 29, spins out of it at the 30, and gets to the 35-yard line. Good run after contact there. Don Carey finally made the tackle, but that's a 12-yard gain and a first down for the Colts.
They ran the same play with a cutback. The problem that time is that Kyle Vanderbosch got blocked by a tight end. They ran it into the tight end side, and Vanderbosch got logged outside, so he wasn't back there to take the cutback by the running back.
First and 10 Indy from their own 36. Lions up by nine as we start the third quarter. Luck sends Wayne in motion from right to left. Now Luck takes the snap. Five-step drop, sets and throws deep right side. Looking out there, got a man. It's caught by Avery inside the 25 with a flag down. Lions are trying to say it was incomplete. They're saying it was caught at the 22, which would be a 42-yard gain. Let's check out that flag.
They're calling interference against the Lions, and that flag was thrown well after the play was over. I don't get this one.
Pass interference. Defense number 23. Penalties are declined. Result of play. First down.
Penalty called on Chris Houston. So either way, whether it was caught or not, and the Lions were trying to claim that it wasn't, they would have the ball there anyway. Off the pass interference, and now the Colts will go straight to the line. First and 10 now from the Lion 22. Luck gets the go-ahead from the officials. Now he ducks in. Ballard again, the lone back. Colts knock it on the door on the opening drive of the third quarter. Lions show blitz. Here they come. Luck gives to Ballard. Ballard slips a tackle at the line of scrimmage and picks up an additional 5 yards down to the 15. Lewis Delmas with the tackle. But the Lions tackling early in this third quarter has not been particularly sharp.
Well, DeAndre Levy that time is in the hole, unblocked. He's got to make that tackle. And he misses it and gives up, what, 7 extra yards?
Second and three now, Colts from the Lion 15.
Oh, they got away with an incomplete pass on that pass earlier.
Luck turns, gives to Ballard, and he's got the first down. Down to the 10-yard line. Gang tackled there by the Lions. Wouldn't have mattered on the incomplete pass because he had the pass interference,
right,
which would have taken it down there anyway.
But he did not catch it, and I think that's why the Colts ran right to the line of scrimmage, but they were going to get that anyway because of the pass interference call.
Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. First and 10 for the Colts from the 11. Luck up under center. Ballard the lone back. Four-man front for Detroit. Dwayne Allen in motion back to the right side. Long count. Luck finally takes, looks, throws, incomplete off the hands of Donnie Avery. Good defense out there for the Lions by Drayton Florence.
The one thing I like, and I know I shouldn't probably say this right now, but the Lions have done a good job in the red zone on Reggie Wayne. I mean, he's the guy that is Luck's go-to veteran receiver. And yet Avery's been pretty much the guy that they've been trying to make get plays to.
Wayne lines up in the slot to the left side here as the Colts again go straight to the line. Second and 10 from the Lion 11. Luck looking out over that defense. Now he takes, gives to Ballard. Ballard tries the left side, hit at the 5, hit at the 2, spins in, touchdown Colts.
Missed tackles.
Missed tackles all the way down the field. Lewis Delmas missed the tackle that time. I mean, from the start of that drive to that 11-yard touchdown run by Vic Ballard. The Lions tackling was not good.
No, and that time, Delmas missed him, what, at the 6-yard line? I mean, he could have brought him down at the 6-yard line.
And then you're looking at third and five.
Exactly. No first down, and they're in a bind. And Delmas' missed tackle right there cost him big time.
Hunter Cunningham maybe finding a clipboard to kick somewhere. Extra point by Vinatieri is up and good, and it's now the Lions 23 and the Colts 21. 12:05 to go third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA, estimated 16 city, 22 IRON miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
What a touchdown run. Jones breaking two tackles for a 30-yard score.
I'll tell you, even more impressive was the celebration in Tom Smith's living room. Just after the play, Smith poured everybody a Crown Royal to celebrate.
And look at those glasses come together. That's just sound fundamentals.
That's how you celebrate a great football moment.
That's going to make the highlight reel for sure.
Crown football's best moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
All right, back here at Ford Field, it's the Lions leading 23-21. T.O., you got an update on Tony Scheffler?
Yeah, we have an update on Tony Scheffler. He came out of the locker room, seems to have passed his concussion test, will be out there when the offense takes the field. Ryan Broyles back out here on the sidelines, guys, but he is in regular street clothes. He is out with the right knee injury.
All right, Tony, thanks. Good news and bad news there for the Lions. Kickoff by McAfee is taken by Logan, 7 yards deep, takes a knee. That'll be a touchback. Lions will have it first and 10 at their own 20. Brandy, we talked about a lack of tackling on that last drive. Colts had 38 yards rushing to open the second half on that touchdown drive. They only had 14 in the entire first half. And of those 38 yards rushing, I'm going to go ahead and guess that about 29 of them were after contact.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I know that Levy missed a free tackle when he was clearly unblocked and in the hole. And I know that Delmas missed a tackle on the touchdown run where he could have stopped them at the 6 and forced a third down play.
Here come the Lions now, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Stafford out of the gun. Lions leading by two. Stafford takes five-man rush. Stafford's got time, throws, got Calvin. Spins at the 29 and tries to reach out to the 30-yard line for the first down, but they're going to give him a 9-yard gain to the 29, wrapped up by Antoine Buffet.
How do you get Calvin open there? New look. You send a man outside of him, way wide, and that man was Michael LeSueur. And the corner went with him, leaving the safety to come over, but the safety's got to play deep. So that takes an underneath coverage away, and it's a quick turn-in route by Calvin. Easy pitch and catch.
Riley Reiff in the game. Matthew Stafford did not like something that he saw in that play, and he takes a timeout. So he will take a timeout, come to the sidelines to talk things over. And with 11:29 to go in the third quarter, we will take a break. Lions lead it 23-21, looking at a second and one from their own 29 when we come back. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
And now Xfinity presents Brian Urlacher, all-pro linebacker and professional defender.
Hey.
Who strikes fear into the hearts of grown men.
That's me.
Who is here to help you defend yourself from DirecTV's so-called free DVR upgrade by sharing a poem he wrote.
A poem? I don't do poetry, buddy. I do facts. And the fact is, DirecTV's free DVR upgrade could cost you up to $28 more a month.
Such emotion.
And DirecTV is still trying to lock you into a two-year contract that could cost you over $2,800.
Such a way with words.
That's right!
Breathtaking.
Don't be fooled by DirecTV. Xfinity from Comcast is the best call. You'll get all of your favorite shows in crystal clear digital picture and sound. Get started with Xfinity TV for $14.99 a month for 12 months.
Xfinity, the future of awesome. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Offer ends 1-2013. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital economy TV for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra. Based on DirecTV promotional DVR service to four rooms of choice extra offer as of 7-11-12.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Today's second quarter, Michigan-made business is Bell Tire, where you'll always get the lowest tire price, period. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is William Morrison from Lansing. William, good luck. In this game, the Lions are going to need to score more touchdowns to win. It's 23-21 right now. We got 11:29 to play in the third quarter. Lions look at a second down and one as they come back out of the timeout. They scrimmage from their own 29. Stafford up under center, turns, gives to LeSure. Over the left side, spins out of a tackle, got the first down to the 33-yard line. He picked up four on the play. First man to hit him was Cavell Connor. Nice job by LeSure that time to pick up some extra yards after that. Got the first down, moved the chains. The Lions keep this drive alive.
Hard running by LeSure because after contact, he gets the first down. He was hit short of the first down, was able to spin in contact and get out of it and get the first. Good
Mike
job.
Thomas wide left, Calvin Johnson slot left, Stafford up under center. Lone back is LeSure. Stafford takes, fakes the give to Michael, sets his pocket, now throws to LeSure out of the backfield at the 35-yard line, taken down at the 36. Nice open field tackle by Jarrell Freeman after a 3-yard gain. It's a little fake to LeSure, then a throw to LeSure in the flat. Freeman was not fooled.
I think he looked and saw LaFage covering Calvin, but he was getting help. If he could have, he wanted to go down the middle to that one, but came off to his check down guy to get something out of it because the double coverage on Calvin took that away.
Joint Bell into the game for the Lions. LeSure goes out. Bell goes to the slot left side. White left, Calvin Johnson. Matched up against Vontae Davis. Does have safety help over the top. Stafford takes the snap, sets and throws. Got to complete to Bell. Bell upended at the 39-yard line. Nice hit by Vontae Davis. Bell has had a knack this year for making the first man miss. That time he did not. Davis did a nice job of just taking his legs right out from under him.
And the other thing is they had Heller that time split as a slot receiver. Normally that's Scheffler. Now Scheffler's back in the ballgame. Look for him to be that slot over there and more of a quick receiver than Heller would.
Third and four for the Lions from their own 39, leading by two in the third quarter. Two receivers right, one left. Play clock down to three. They get it off. Blitz comes. Stafford with time. Sets, throws. Got a complete. Calvin at the 50-yard line and down to the 48 he goes. Cassius Vaughn with a tackle, but it's a 13-yard gain and a first down with 9:05 to go in the third.
But what a great throw by Stafford there because he had Scheffler right underneath that. And I think Scheffler makes a great decision, too, not to go up and try to make that catch. That ball went right over his head. But he knew Calvin was behind him, and he knew that that ball was probably designed to go into Calvin. So Scheffler lays off of it. It's a good first down throw.
Scheffler out, Stephon Logan in. Logan goes slot left. Stafford out of the gun. LeSure to his right. Blitz comes. They run into it. It's LeSure down to the 46-yard line. Tackled there by Moses Foku. Boy, he went left, Brandy. It looked like if he went right, there was a big hole.
It's one thing about Michael. I'd like to see him get upfield a little bit more. He tries, I think, to bounce it wide. In this league against this defense, which is a very fast defense, okay, you're not going to get wide too easily. You want to get upfield to the second level and onto their safeties.
Logan comes out. Heller comes in. Stafford out of the gun on second down and eight from the Colt 46. 23-21 Lions lead it in the third. Stafford takes the snap. Looks right, throws right. It is in and out of the hands, almost picked off by Cavell Connor. Brandon Pettigrew got a hand on it. Connor was the one who probably should have caught it. Made a good break on the ball, but just couldn't haul it in. That's a dangerous pass there by Stafford.
Lions also went with heavy max protection. Heller was a fullback opposite side of LeSure. Both of them lined up next to Stafford in the shotgun. Heller picked up a blitzer, gave Stafford time to throw the football.
Let's see what Scott Linehan dials up here on third down and eight from the Colt 46. Lions 4 out of 9 on third down today. Kevin Smith in the game goes slot left. Stafford looking at a blitz. Stafford throws, got a complete Mike Thomas, and he snowed under. Tried to set up a little bubble screen to the receiver, and nothing doing. Colts had that red. Joe, don't even point to me who made the tackle. There were 27 Colts in the area, led by Dwight Freeney and Vontae Davis.
Well,
just so people know you're doing your job, there were 75 Colts there to tackle Mike Thomas.
And the thing, too, is that they came with a blitz, and Stafford knew he didn't have time, so he got that ball out of there quick. Boy, give the Colts defense credit. I called him fast a little bit before that. That was better than fast.
Nick Harris to punt, hits at the 2, and bounces into the end zone for a touchback. So the Colts will have it. Lions lead is down to 2. It's 23-21 with 7:17 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on Dorgan EPA estimated 16 city, 22 Iowa miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Confidence, available, and a handy wallet size. To learn more about an amazing little card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, just go to bcbsm.com.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Update from New York. Cardinals lead the Jets 3-0 in the third. Mark Sanchez has thrown 3 interceptions. Greg McElroy warming up. He's going to come in to replace Sanchez. Remember, Tim Tebow's hurt. Back to Ford Field. Dan, Jim, and Tony.
All right. Thanks a lot, DC. You know, it's not good when the Cardinals quarterback is out playing. And from week to week, the Cardinals don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. I thought this was the day when Sanchez might find a way to get on track.
What
not
a mess.
So much.
What a mess in the Jets, the Meadowlands, huh? A mess in the Meadowlands, that's what I'd call it.
First and 10 for the Colts from their own 20. Lions in early, and Dominican Sue came across. Anthony Costanzo may have moved early. That's what the Lions are claiming. The left tackle, number 74. Let's see.
Based on what I've seen today, that's going against the Lions.
False start.
Hey. Oh!
Offense number 74. 5-yard penalty, still first down.
All I've got to do is say it, and it's just the opposite.
Credit Joe Abramson, who saw that one from up here, our spotter.
Way to go, Joe.
That moves Indy back 5 yards. Now first and 15 from their own 15. Luck up under center. Takes the snap, turns,
gives. It is Donald Brown, and nothing doing. He is driven backwards. Guess who? Just be quiet. You'll figure it out. Ndamukong Suh with the tackle. Yeah, fourth of the game, and that'll be a loss of two back to the 13. Although, credit Suh, he carried Brown back to the one.
He did. Well, and again, I think the thing about Ndamukong, if you don't double him, you're probably not going to get him blocked.
Second and 17 now for the Colts from their own 13. Out of the gun, it's Luck. Two receivers, right, one left. Luck takes, drops back to his six. Sets, throws, got it to Hilton. Caught and out to the 24-yard line. Tackled there by Chris Houston. It's an 11-yard gain. It'll bring up third and six.
Good read there by Luck as he saw Houston backed off, given quite a bit of cushion. Then he went right to that receiver who was getting that look.
Lions are going to go nickel. Five defensive backs here on third down and six. Colts are two out of six on third down so far today. Corey Williams and Ndamukong Suh in the middle of that line. Lawrence Jackson right, April left. They're revving the engines, and here they come. Luck's going to throw. Wants Hilton. Did he get both feet down? No, he did not at the Lion 45-yard line. Made the catch, but could not drag that back foot, and that'll bring up fourth down.
That's just a poor throw by Luck. Luck has got, he's got an open receiver. He's got to drop that in.
Very close on that play, and a break for the Lions because Hilton's open, as you said. Lions are set to get it back here. And I think the Colts may try to challenge that. They've thrown the red flag. To me, the question's going to be his left foot. Is his left foot inbounds or out of bounds? Because the right one is down and dragging. And they're going to take another look at it right now.
And it's going to have to be from the camera in the end zone looking down that sideline.
Indianapolis is challenging the ruling on the field of an incomplete pass.
The right foot is down. It's the left foot, which is right on the sideline. Is it on the white or is it on the green?
If that toe of the left foot is on the sideline on the white, then it's incomplete.
And remember, the call on the field is incomplete, so you would need clear evidence to overturn it. All right, we'll take a break. Come right back. Lions up 23-21, hoping they get the football back here momentarily with 6 minutes to go in the third. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Honey?
Yeah?
Be honest.
Okay.
Do you love me solely because of my devastating good looks?
Yes.
But what about my brain?
Eh.
How about now?
Wow.
A veritable feast all ordered off McDonald's dollar menu.
A beefy McDouble sandwich, fruit and yogurt parfait, a refreshing sweet tea.
All delicious and only a buck each.
I was so wrong, honey.
That's all right.
Now I do love you for your brain.
And my dimpled chin.
Eh.
McDonald's dollar menu. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
At Health Plus, we don't take the word coverage lightly. When we say coverage, we mean comprehensive, affordable health care that blankets the entire state of Michigan. And when we say coverage, we mean a really, really long list of doctors and specialists. Coverage at nearly every hospital in Michigan, including Beaumont, Covenant, Genesis, and the University of Michigan. Health Plus, where the plus is a very, very big network. For more information, call 1-800-332-9161 or visit healthplusdifference.org.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Great family, tough, smart lawyers. That's the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
This replay situation brought to you by Consumers Energy Business Solutions, helping businesses save money. That's our promise to Michigan. Here's our referee, Bill Vinovich. Call on the field was incomplete. Challenged by the Colts. We'll find out.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands. Incomplete pass, fourth down. Indianapolis is charged for their first timeout.
What they're going to say is that left foot, as it came down, which was the first foot he actually got down, hit the sideline. Was part in, part out, which is all out.
Boy, and that's a tough call. That's one of those where if it was ruled complete, it might not have been overturned that way either. So
So the Lions will get it back, holding on to that two-point lead, 23-21. McAfee, good punt, hangs it high. Logan to his left, makes the catch at the 30. First man misses, Logan 35. Logan to the 40 and head down to the 41-yard line. Nice return by Stephon Logan, 45-yard punt, 11-yard return, and the Lions have it back. 23-21, they're on top, 5:50 to go third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Calvin Johnson, 10 catches for 106 yards today, over the 100-yard mark for the eighth time this season. First player in team history to do that. 100 yards in a game, eight times in two different seasons. Calvin, by the way, career high for catches is 12. Team record for catches is 14, set by Herman Moore. So he is certainly within reach of those, possibly today. Lions start from their own 42. Second time today, they've had a 58-yard field in front of them. The first time was a field goal. Here we go, first and 10, Lions. Stafford up under center. Bell the lone back. Now they shift into an offset eye power left. Stafford play action, fake sets, throws. Incomplete, in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Mike Thomas, locked up in coverage out there with Cassius Vaughn.
That's that back shoulder throw that Mike Thomas, again, you know, he hadn't had as much time to work with Stafford on that because Stafford put it right there. You know, if you're Mike Thomas, you got to read that back shoulder throw, come back and make that play.
You also got to get away from the defender. He needed to get some separation there.
But, boy, that ball was thrown well.
With some sizzle.
Yeah, had a little heat on it.
Stephon Logan into the game, goes slot right side. Second and 10 for the Lions from their own 42. They lead 23-21 in the third. Stafford fakes the inside half handoff. Now he throws, setting up a little middle screen to Joy Bell. And Bell, it's well read, and he gets to the 44, just shy of the 45-yard line. Give him three on the play, and that's going to bring up third down and 7.
Well, with the fake end around or jet sweep, they tried to get the Colts to go with it and vacate the middle and then come back behind that fake with a middle screen. Colts weren't buying it.
Third and 7. Lions, 4 out of 10 on third down today. Colts show a four-man front with a hint of blitz. Stafford out of the gun, takes, looks, throws right side once. Calvin, he's being held, throw the flag. Good grief. Cassius Vaughn at Calvin by the arm, no flag. That's crazy.
I don't understand.
There's not a person in this stadium that didn't see that.
How can you not make that call?
The only people in this stadium that didn't see it are wearing striped shirts. That's incredible.
I mean, that's just...
Lions are going to have to punt it away. T.Y. Hilton back deep for Indianapolis. Harris hangs it high. Hilton settles under at the 12. To his right and taken down by the first man down. Nice work on special teams by John Wendling. Taken down at the 14-yard line. And there is a Colts slow to get up on the play. 43-yard punt, 2-yard return. Colts have it back, trailing 23-21. I mean, when everybody's attention goes to the guy who's trying to catch the ball, and clearly he's trying to come out of a break, and somebody's got him by the arm.
But additionally, he's not only being held, that arm can't get up to make the catch. And you will watch, and when you see a receiver going to make a catch, and only one arm works, you're wondering, what's wrong with the other one? And then the defender lets go. Yeah, he's holding him, or he's interfering, one of the two.
Well,
and you think that the guys in striped shirts would see it.
No call on the play. All right, we'll go back to our Matt Derry on our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you. Bears 14, Seahawks 10. That one in the third. Jay Cutler has thrown a pair of touchdowns there, but Seattle's defense doing a nice job. Packers have taken a 20-14 lead on the Vikings, end of three there on a James Starks touchdown run. All eyes, of course, on Kansas City after the death of Javon Belcher. 24-21, Chiefs lead the Panthers in the fourth.
All right, Dees, thanks. Right here, it's the Lions 23, the Colts 21. Colts have it, first and 10 from their own 14. Hickman was the injured player and went off under his own power. They set it up, put right side, throw to Hilton. Hilton is hit as he gets to the 18-yard line. Taken down after a 4-yard gain. Don Carey, the first man in, had some help over there. Lions read that well.
Well, they've tried that quick wide screen about 3 or 4 different times. First, early in the game, it worked pretty well. But of late, the Lions have been pretty quick to get there.
Second and 6, Colts from their own 18. 4:25 to go, clock moving. Lions winning by 2. Out of the gun, it's Luck. It's got Ballard to his right. Luck takes, wants to throw. Pocket collapses around him, throws, and it's knocked up in the air and incomplete. Might have been Sammy Hill who got a hand on it in there. Somebody knocked it down. Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. It was Sammy Hill who got a hand on that. Nice job in there.
And you know, on that down, the Lions did not have Delmas in the ballgame. They went with Silva and Coleman.
Colts are 2 out of 7 on third down, looking at a 3rd and 6 here. 4:13 to go, third quarter.
Now Delmas is back working with Carey as the two safeties.
Luck operates out of the gun. The Lions show a 4-man front. They send 4. Luck back to his 10. Looks. Plenty of time. Now rolls right, throws. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Ballard. And that time, Luck had nowhere to go with it. Chalked that up to the Lions secondary. That's a great job because he had all the time in the world, but nothing to go do with that football.
That was all about coverage there. Not a lot of pressure. But the Lions' back end did their job, gave Luck no targets, had to come to his check down guy, and he had to hurry it, caused an inaccurate throw.
McAfee to punt, Logan back deep. McAfee sent it on its way from his own 8 to line drive, returnable. Logan from the 33, Logan left sideline. Logan cuts it up and gets to the 40-yard line, and then he is tackled. Lions wanted a flag for Logan being hit late, not going to get it. He's forced out at the 42-yard line. 49-yard punt, 8-yard return. Matt Overton, who's the long snapper, was the one with the questionable hit on that.
If they didn't see the holding on Calvin, when do you think they're going to see the late hit on that one?
I would say chances are minimal.
I would say slim and none, and Slim just left town.
Crowd getting a look at that replay and reacting to it. Well, can't look for officials to bail you out. You got a 2-point game. You got to go ahead and win it.
It's time to make your own breaks. Time to take it out of the officials' hands. And you do that by making plays.
Calvin Johnson right. Cassius Vaughn out there with him. Mike Thomas left. 1st and 10 Lions from their own 42. Give it to LeShore. Turns it up right side. Good run across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Will Heller. Nice block to help open things up. It's a gain of 4 on the play. 2nd and 6 on the way. 3:40 to go here in the third.
Well, I like that. Power sweep right, basically. Student body right. Rayola out there in front. Heller. Riley Reif. They put a lot of people out there in front of LeSure. And LeSure did a nice job of letting those blocks develop, finding a crease, and getting up there for 5 yards.
Interesting look. Colts go single safety. Calvin Johnson to the right side. 2 receivers to the left. Stephon Logan in the game. He's slot left. Stafford looking at that defense. Takes the snap. They'll keep it on the ground and nothing doing. Nothing doing that time. Gave it to Michael LeShore, and Pat Angerer was right there. That'll bring up 3rd down now. They lost a yard on the play.
Too many guys.
Third and seven.
Too many guys to block. The Lions showed them run formation, and they played right into their hands by running the ball up the middle. You got to, I think, you know, get in that formation. And then you fake that run. You get those linebackers jumping up. You're opening up the middle of the field.
Third down and seven for Detroit. 2:35 to go in the third. They lead it 23-21. Stafford out of the gun takes. Four-man rush. They hold it off. Stafford throws. Got Calvin in Colt territory inside the 45. And Megatron goes down to the 44-yard line. Tackled by Cassius Vaughn. But it's an 11-yard gain and a first down.
Well, the Colts are coming off the edge with a blitz. And give Kevin Smith a lot of credit. Because they're lining up outside. There's only one guy inside trying to rush the passer. Well, they're coming real heavy with the blitz on the edges. And Kevin Smith, who was lined up to the right of Stafford in the shotgun that time, read the blitz and the stunt and picked up the guy to give Stafford the time to throw.
Calvin, 11 catches, 127 yards. The Lions first and 10 now from the Colt 44. Stafford fumbles the snap, able to fall on top of it. Back at the 46-yard line, he'll lose a couple on the play. Just did not come away from Dom with the football. Smart play, though. Just get down, get the football, live to play another down. They lose two. It'll be second and 12. Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Second and 12 from the Colt 46. Lions leading 23-21. You would love to find the end zone here and get back to a two-score advantage. Pistol formation. Lions moved. Guys, DeCherilis was up early.
False start. Offense, number 77. Five-yard penalty. Still second down.
Suddenly, this thing's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Well, that 5 yards, I mean, creates an amazing change. There are five different defenders changing out on the Colts. So that 5 yards means they're going to play a whole different personnel package. The Lions have to read that and figure where they're going to go with it. They go two high safeties, so they're going to double Calvin or at least get help over the top.
Second and 17. Lions go pistol formation. Stafford in the gun. LeSure the deep back behind him. Stafford takes. Straight drop. Looks. Throws. Right flat. Got it complete. Heller. Inside the 50 and back down to the 46-yard line. Jarrell Freeman makes the tackle. Gain of 5 on the play. It'll bring up a 3rd and 12 with 37 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Now what the Colts did on that play was bring in a lot of linebackers. Obviously, Freeman, one of them, covering the tight end Heller, did a nice job keeping everybody in front. Forced the Lions to the check down throw. Now it's a 3rd and 13 look.
3rd and 12, we'll call it officially. Stafford out of the gun. Empty backfield he takes. Three-man rush. Stafford with plenty of time. Rolls to his right. Looks. Now he loads up, throws deep. Got Calvin out there at the goal line. Caught! End zone! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Megatron took it home! What a throw by Stafford. Rolling to his right, he saw the big guy come open and fired it downfield, and the Lions have extended their lead.
Well, the big key is the Colts come with a three-man rush, and the Lions are able to block it and give Stafford time. Once he bails to the pocket right, Calvin makes a great move, the old scramble drill. Get yourself in your quarterback's view, and he did. He just used his speed to run away from the corner. Stafford saw him. He's looking for him all the time anyway. And just threw a seed down in there that Calvin ran and got to and came up with.
Megatron ties his career high. 12th catch of the day. He's got 163 yards and a touchdown. Extra point with a flag down is up and good. He was offside against the Colts. Yep, that'll be marked off on the kickoff.
Offside. Defense number 35. 5 yard penalty on the kickoff. Extra point is good.
All right, so here we go. Calvin with 163 yards receiving today. Fourth straight game of 140 yards receiving or more. Only player in team history to do that. Stafford, a couple of minutes ago, got his 25th completion. He becomes the third passer in team history with 1,000 completions, joining Bobby Lane and Scott Mitchell. We should also say this, with 164 yards, Calvin now on pace to pass Jerry Rice for the greatest season of all time if he can continue in that 140 to 150 range over the final four games.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you're going to see that. And the key to this play is the fact that the safety does not go back with Calvin. It leaves Calvin one-on-one basically with the corner. The safety jumps a route that's over there to the left side, and that's not even where Stafford was going to go. He bailed out of the pocket to the right. Big mistake by the Colts safeties. That let Calvin get behind him and then let him go one-on-one with a defender, a corner, on his back in a trail position. That's no good if you're a defender. Calvin made his way into Stafford's view and used his speed to run away from the trailing corner. Stafford used his arm to get him the football. Just like that, the Lions score and go up 30-21.
Fifth straight game with 125 yards or more. Calvin Johnson ties the all-time record by Pat Studstill that we talked about that he set back in 1966. Stafford, 26 out of 40, 305 yards, 16th career 300-yard game. Two touchdowns today. Hanson with the kickoff, and with the aid of those extra yards from the penalty, he sends it out the back of the end zone. And with 2 seconds remaining, the Colts will come out to take over at their own 20. Are you ready for primetime? Club seats are still available for the Lions' December 22nd game against the Falcons. Experience the best sight lines, plush leather seating, gourmet dining, and premium bars. Visit DetroitLions.com or call 313-262-2012. Lions back up by 9, 30-21. Should be the final play of the third quarter right here. Luck with Donald Brown to his right. He'll operate from the gun. Lions with a four-man front. Luck takes, rolls to his right, now throws back left, got a complete receiver screen. It is Hilton with it to the left side and run out of bounds by Silva at the 27-yard line. It's a 7-yard gain, and that'll take us to the end of the third. We've played three. We'll head for the fourth. The Lions lead it 30-21. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When it comes to safety, there's nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. And whether it's a high-pitched squeal, pulling to one side or another, or a grinding metal sound or a vibrating steering wheel, you know when you have a brake problem. When it's time to replace your brakes, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's Brake Best, Brake Best Select, or Wagner Thermo Quiet, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts and accessories you need at everyday low prices. So simple maintenance on your brake system today can save you from costly repairs down the road or even a dangerous accident. Play it safe with brakes you can count on from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
My 6-year-old doesn't like it, but if he's riding his bike, he's putting his helmet on.
You do everything you can to protect your kids, to keep them safe, to keep them secure.
When he was a baby, I hung baby gates, put in cabinet locks, outlet covers. He got into everything.
And that's why it's no surprise if more parents in Michigan carry a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's protection that's always with you.
With Blue Cross, I know I'll get the best possible care for my family whenever we need it.
Get access to high-quality care through the largest network of doctors and hospitals in Michigan, plus health plan choices that are flexible for coverage that changes when life changes.
Now that we have Blue Cross, health coverage is the last thing on my mind.
A card from the Blues. More people carry it, more doctors and hospitals accept it, and more moms and dads prefer it. It's coverage that's simply amazing. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com or mibcn.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.